was in the harbor on his very own boat, a 60-foot cruiser with a crew of criminals just armed to the teeth, and the water around that boat was just full of tiger sharks. Well, I seen that there was only one way to get out to that boat, and that was to swim. Well, I was just about out there when the scar spotted me. And being the fiend that he is, he ordered his crew to get all the raw meat that they could find out of the galley.
Raw meat?
Did you ever see 50, 100 tiger sharks in a feeding frenzy? Well, I hope you never do, boy. I hope you never do, because it's a sight that you'll remember all of your days. Well, sir, they threw all that raw meat into the water all around me, and them sharks just went crazy. They was snapping and a-biting and a-tearing, and the whole sea was just running blood. And that crew, being the fiends that they were hanging on that rail like a pack of wolves, just waiting for me to be torn to bits right before their very eyes.
How did you get out of that one?
How'd I get out of what one?
The tiger sharks.
Oh, the tiger sharks. Now come back here with that, you overstuffed sardine.
Come on, Flipper. Come on, boy. Here, boy, throw it up here.
Oh,
are you all right?
Yeah, watch where you're throwing them things, you pirate. Hey, ain't that your dad and your brother over there looking for you? I'll bet.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Sandy.
Well, Bud, old friend, you remind me the next time you come over to visit to tell you the story about the jade dragon and the man with the poison fingernails.
Poison fingernails? Wow!
I hope.
Sure.
Now, there's one thing about your friendship with Hap, Bud. When you turn up missing these days, I know just where to find you.
Yeah, tuned into the terror of the seven seas.
what's wrong with you? I think Hap's the greatest.
Greatest? Now I've heard everything.
Now, come on, knock it off.
What's eating him, Dad? Huh?
Old age, Bud. Sandy's too old for indiscriminate hero worship anymore, and it's made him bitter.
What do you mean? Has he got something against Hap?
No, not really. I don't think he wants to see you disillusioned.
Disillusioned?
Let down, disappointed.
By Hap?
By anyone. Hap's been doing an awful lot of talking lately, and you've been doing a lot of listening. Just remember one thing, Bud. Not everything Hap says is necessarily gospel, that's all.
But he says it's absolute...
Shut that's all. Sandy, you and Bud get my scuba gear ready. We're inside the preserve now, and I'll need it soon.
Where are we heading for, Dad?
The lobster grounds. I want to do a little looking around underwater. Take the wheel, Sandy.
What do you want to look underwater for?
If you were ever home, you wouldn't have to ask so many questions. We have a problem with poachers.
Well, maybe we do, and maybe we don't. That's what I'm going to try and find out.
You mean somebody's stealing the lobsters underwater? I can't do that. It's against the law.
No kidding.
Well, there's been a lot of lobsters turning up on the market, Bud. And the legitimate fishermen think that they might be coming from out of here.
How could a poacher operate in here without you seeing him, Dad?
Well, he could work at night. He could set his lobster pots on the bottom so nothing showed on the surface. Heave to, Sandy.
Aye, aye, Skipper. May I go too, Dad? I could be ready in a minute.
Not this time, sport.
Then take Flipper with you.
I couldn't keep him away even if I wanted to. Sandy, give me that chart. I want to get some kind of a fix on that place. Well, the traps are down there, all right. Plenty of them.
What did you do, Dad? Break them up?
Nope. I was very careful not to touch them at all.
How come?
Because I'm coming back here tonight with a gun. And I'm gonna catch me a poacher.
I know what you ought to do, Dad. Take Hap Gorman along with you.
Well, you think he's the man for this job, do you?
I know he is. There was this gang of oyster pirates off the coast of Tasmania.
Oyster pirates?
That's right. Hap went out there all alone with not even a penknife and scared them all away.
Well, Bud, if old Hap could do that without even a penknife, don't you think a park ranger equipped with a 30-30 rifle could handle one or two lobster poachers?
Well, I guess so.
Okay, now, whose turn is it to do the dishes?
Bud's. Sandy's.
Shooting.
Mr. Dennis? This is Sandy Ricks. I'm sorry to call you at this time of night, but I'm worried about my dad.
You sure you know where you're going, Sandy?
Yes, sir. I saw Dad mark it on the chart.
There's nothing in sight.
Flipper spotted something.
There he is. Easy. Take it slow. You shouldn't have left the hospital so soon, Cole.
2 days in the flat of my back is plenty, Ed. Probably time enough for them to cover their tracks, too.
If you ask me, they're gone from here and still running.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. Now, ramming me must have caused some damage to their boat. I want to check any place where they might have pulled in for repairs. And I want to do it now.
Well, let's get on with it.
Drawn a blank all the way down the line. The only place we haven't tried is old Haps.
Haps, an expert on catching outlaws, and he's my best friend.
Well, I was still 2 days out of Shanghai, and not having no radio, why, of course, I didn't know that the rebels had took over. Well, when I seen this little cutter come racing in with the bone in their teeth,
Hap, look. Now, that's all very interesting, I'm sure. But you still haven't answered my question.
You know, you getting rammed the other night, that reminds... Did I ever tell you about the time I got rammed?
Hap, I didn't come here to swap stories. Now, all I want is an answer to my question.
Well, what was the question, Poe?
Have you, in the past 2 days, done repairs on the bow of a dark gray 30-footer?
Past 2 days? Shucks, Poe, I ain't done no work like that in the past 2 years.
Thanks, Hap. That's all I want to know. Let's go.
Good thing for those skunks, they didn't come to you, right, Hap?
How was that?
If the men who hurt my dad had come here, you would have polished them off like that. You would have given the old one to...
Come on.
Okay, Dad. See you soon, Hap.
So long, pal.
What'd you tell him?
I didn't say nothing. Honest, I didn't, Mr. Conlon. You told me not to say nothing, and I kept my promise.
You sure? You were doing a lot of talking.
Well, I was just covering up. They kind of took me by surprise. You didn't tell me it was Poe Ricks that you had the run-in with.
Well, as you know, the longer you're likely to live. Understand?
I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to say nothing. Honest, Mr. Conlon.
Gosh, I didn't mean to startle you like that, Hap.
Well, that's all right, son.
I came right away because I figured we gotta make plans, right?
Plans? Now, what plans?
To catch the poachers, of course.
Why, them fellows will be long gone from here by now.
But that's what Mr. Dennis said, too, and I think he's got Dad believing it.
Well, you see, now that just goes to show you.
But they don't know about the Pearl Thieves of Kyoto.
The what?
The Pearl Thieves of Kyoto, remember? Interpol never thought they'd return, but you did. I got a boat for us, Haps, and it's all ready to go.
Well, now, see here, I don't want to hear any more of that kind of talk.
What's the matter, Hap?
Well, I just don't want to hear any more of it. Well, it ain't safe.
But that's nothing compared to what you've done.
Well, now, that was a long time ago, and besides, I'm too busy right now to go trotting off on some foolishness. Besides, this afternoon, I got to row over to Hampton Point to find some tools.
You mean you're not coming with me?
Well, I mean... That's just what I mean. Bud? Bud boy. Come on back, Bud, and I'll tell you the story about a... Bud? Something. Don't you ever talk to me again like that now. Get out, I tell you. Go on, get out. No.
Well, why don't you go find another dolphin and play with it? Leave me alone. I got to row way out there to the island all by myself. I am...
What do you think you're doing?
You cut that out, you brainless barracuda. Let go that line, you pirate!
He's all right. He's just tired.
You all right, son? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, Dad.
All right, Hap. What happened? Come on, what happened?
Well, you know those poachers you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, I know who they are. Fact is, I fixed their boat for them.
Now, let's take some of that courage you're always talking about and go get those poachers.
Okay. Fact is, that's just what I had in mind. Come out there, you coward!
I guess he saved you.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do. Smarter than he, and we know Flipper lives in a world full of.